Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Bill Gabers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. The semifinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Hastings getting set to take on sixth-ranked Dort here this afternoon. So we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gabers. And coach, obviously a big challenge. Number one, going on the road for your second ball game. And number two, coming to Dort. They don't lose very often here.
Oh, no question. You know, Midland got them last week, so obviously can be done. Our guys will be dialed in. We've had two games against them, so we can kind of identify the things that we need to do to be successful. The last time we played them, you know, we kept them off the boards. I mean, they're number one rebounding team in the nation at that time, and we won the rebounding battle, so that was a positive. We've got to do a better job building walls, and we've got to keep them off the free throw line. They went to the free throw line 55 times against Northwestern the other night, 48 and 46 against us. So we have to be disciplined, moving our feet. We have to not commit silly fouls, you know, 45 feet away, 50 feet away, because, you know, when you get a foul early in the game, you think, oh, I just got one. But, yeah, your team's got one. It's one closer to the one-to-one, one closer to the double bonus. So we have to do a great job of being disciplined with our defensive principles.
You went to the free throw line over 40 times against us the first time around. How do they get to the free throw line so much?
Well, their basic philosophy is they push it at you and they put it on the floor. Their offense runs through Lindbergh and Rindles. They like to put Kachi on the right side of the floor, and they like to go that way because can't help off him. I mean, he scored 33 here. He's a dead-eye shooter. So they've got some guys in right places. We've got to be disciplined at not letting them go where they want, but being smart. They got some guys that don't necessarily look to shoot perimeter but bounce it, so we can't be up on them tight. We need to be a little bit off. So there's just some things that we've got to execute, and I think like our guys will execute with a couple days prepare.
Coach, we're 0-2 against Dort. What about the guys' confidence? Are they confident they can come up here and win this game?
Oh, I think these guys are definitely confident. Three things these guys have always had is confidence, courage, and composure. You know, we had to have it the other night. You know, we got down 8 points. We've been in a lot of different situations, faced a lot of different adversities this year, and these guys have always rebounded. We've never walked away from a game saying, you know, these guys just didn't play hard, didn't work at it. Their confidence, I think, got back a little bit Northwestern. You know, we were on a three-game losing streak. We were able to go there and win. That was huge. Tough to win in Orange City. We turn around and beat Wesleyan, who had beaten us a week before. So we feel like our guys are dialed in and confident going in.
Fell behind by 8 points to Nebraska Wesleyan. And I think that's kind of when Brady kind of took over and said, I'm not going to lose his last game at home. He scores 34 points in that ball game the other night.
Yeah, he was terrific. I mean, Brady was very smart. He made great decisions on the shots that he took. He was 12 for 24, 50%. That's tremendous efficiency. I think he made all but one free throw, got to the line a lot, made some big ones down the stretch. And I thought he was a great leader that night. When things got tough, I think he kept the team together. You know, guys look at your best players and they're looking for, hey, does this guy believe we can win? And I think Brady believes we're always going to win. So we're going to need his leadership along with other guys.
What is Brady like in a huddle when you call a timeout? Do you go to him and say, can get this done? Can he get this done? Or what's he like in a huddle?
Oh, he's very dialed in. Brady listens incredibly well. And when you offer suggestions to him, you know, anytime your best player is dialed in and listening and taking coaching, it affects other guys. Same as if they're not taking it, it affects the team in a negative way. Brady's total positive. I mean, he's totally dialed in. He's listening. He exudes confidence in the guys. He believes we're going to make plays. And as you've seen many times in his career, he wants to take big shots down the stretch, and he wants to make plays and does make plays. You know, the other night was really amazing. You know, I go back to the Midland game that we won here. We're down 6 with 17 seconds. He pulls up for a 3 and cuts it to 3, allowing us to be in position for Wells again. So just exudes confidence in guys, and his work ethic and his habits rub off on other people.
I like that, having a coach on the floor, isn't he?
Absolutely. His IQ is off the charts. He understands the game, both ends of the floor. And then I think the area he's really, really grown in is he really communicates well on the floor now. I mean, he's talking all the time. He understands game plan, why is what we're trying to do, and he's trying to get people on the same page, which is a huge thing.
Buffall had 11 points in the ball game the other night. Then a big performance from Brent Wells, 8 points, 5 rebounds, and had one key steal with 12 seconds to play.
You know, Wells, you know what you're going to get with Wells. He's going to play hard. Nobody's going to outwork him. He's going to play smart. He's going to be dialed in. You give him a game plan, whether it's individual tendencies on someone or team, defensive game plan or offensive game plan, he's going to get it done. That particular situation we talked about, we wanted a smaller lineup. They were down 3. We thought they would run some sort of flare ball screen, and we wanted to switch them all. Wells, he kind of sat in the middle, read it. You know, when you see it on tape, it's you know, it's kind of like a cat waiting for prey to come out, and the ball's thrown, and Wellesley steals it. So couldn't be happier for a guy because his work ethic on a daily basis is off the charts.
Night against Wesley, and it was just kind of a grind all night long. 8 ties, 11 lead changes. No one really got a run the other team. That was just a grind, like a heavyweight championship fight.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you had to be tough. Usually when you play Wesley, it's that way. Went to their place, it's overtime. You know, they come here, beat us by 5. It's a one-point game with 2 minutes left. The other night, we win by 4. It's tied all the way. We're behind. They're behind. So that's where the toughness part comes in, and we feel like we've done a great job this year being confident and being tough. We're going to need that on Saturday as well.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Dort as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers on the road with the Broncos today in Sioux Center, Iowa, as they get set to take on the Dort Defenders in the semifinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. When you think of Dort, what do you think of, first of all?
Number one, free throws, because they get to the free throw line so much. You know, they're aggressive. They attack the basket. Number two, they're a great rebounding team. They do a great job of hitting the board. So those two areas, being disciplined defensively and then keep them off the glass, are really, really key.
Team that can score some points. They're amongst the leaders. I think number three this week in the nation in scoring points at 90 points per ball game. Got to at least slow this team down, don't we?
Oh, no doubt about it. And I felt like when they came here, we did that to a certain degree. They beat us 78-74 with 46 trips to the line. So that area is just really critical. And then that's got to be on us to be disciplined again with our feet, moving our feet, keeping our hands big, not slapping, not reaching, not creating plays for them, not lunging. And then obviously when the shot goes up, making a hit and not giving up second shots.
They've got plenty of weapons to deal with. Kyle Lindbergh, Dalton Franklin, Austin Kachi, the Rindles kid, Walderstorff. Where do you start when you try to defend this team?
Oh, I think you got to play team defense. I think your principles from the day you started back in October to now have to carry over. Your habits as a team have to be, you know, at this point, March 1st should be great because you've repped it every day and whatnot. So you can't just focus on one guy because they got too many guys that can hurt you. You have to play great collective team defense as a unit.
Gotchi was the guy who hurt us the last time with 33 points. How do we stop him? How do we at least slow him down today?
Well, Kachi's a catch-and-shoot guy, and when you say catch-and-shoot, we're not talking about 10 feet. We're talking about 25 feet. I mean, he's got great range, so you've got to be attached to him. You got to be there on the catch. You have to make him bounce it to a shot. It's not that he can't do that, but he prefer to catch and shoot. So we got to be real disciplined with him because, obviously, he hurt us last time he was here.
What are some of the things that we can do maybe differently against this team today to come out on top?
Well, I think on the offensive end, we really have to space the floor. You know, what we've seen on film is when the lane isn't clogged, you get some good things against them. You know, as good as they are offensively, we feel like defensively there's some things that we can hurt them with if we're disciplined again. When you cut in, if you don't have anything, think spacing and get out. There's some stuff that we can get in the lane and at the rim. And again, I think the big numbers are going to be free throw attempts for Hastings College, free throw attempts for Dort. And again, that's on us. That's not on anybody else. That's on us being disciplined and us attacking on the offensive end. And then number two, rebounding. I mean, we got to make hits because these guys are a great rebounding team.
I guess the big prize here, if we win this ball game today, we can maybe grab a spot in the national tournament. Are we even remotely thinking about that here today?
You know, really, Mike, we've done, you know, you've heard me say it so many times, you're probably ready to hit me here, but we always focus on the most important game, and that's the next one. And I think when you stay focused on those things, you're going to play better because, you know, as a player and as a coach and as a team, you can't start thinking about things out of your control. The only thing we can control right now is have a great film session, have great practice, have a great shoot around, and then get ready to go. So our guys will be dialed into doing that.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaber's head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Dort this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Bill Gaber's pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa, this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS as the Broncos play in the semifinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament here this afternoon against the Dort Defenders. I'm Mike Will and call the play-by-play for you today. Hastings College coming in, a record of 21 wins and 9 losses on the season. Hastings picking up a win in the opening round of this tournament the other night over Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by a score of 73-69. They're facing a team in Dort that is ranked number 6 in the country. The Defenders have a record of 27 wins and 4 losses on the season. They beat Northwestern in the opening round of this tournament by a score of 105-100 in overtime. Dort has already beaten Hastings twice this season. They beat us up here in Sioux Center earlier this year back in December by the score of 94-84. And Dort then coming to Hastings at the beginning of February and beating Hastings by the score of 78-74. Dort is a team that's really had our number in the recent years. In fact, they lead the all-time series with Hastings College 19-4. It's been a long, long time since Hastings has picked up a win here in Sioux Center, Iowa. But today, probably a national tournament berth is going to be on the line today for Hastings. If they can win this ball game, get into the championship ball game, the Broncos should be able to secure a spot in the 32-team NAIA national tournament that begins in March down in Point Lookout, Missouri. So obviously a big, big ball game for Hastings College here today as Bill Gamers brings his troops up here on a snowy Saturday. It's going to be a trick getting home, but it's a snowy Saturday here in the central Iowa today. In fact, 4 or 5 inches of snow is already on the ground with the windy conditions, but the Broncos came up here late yesterday and worked out here at DeWitt Gymnasium this morning, and they're ready to go here this afternoon as they take on Dort. A couple of injury notes, first of all, for Dort. Austin Kachi is a guy who really killed us the last time. He scored 33 points against Hastings College in the last ball game that we had back in Hastings. Austin Kachi suffered a high ankle sprain in the final game of the regular season, only played sparingly in the ball game against Northwestern the other day in the first round of this tournament, and Kachi will not start for the Dort Defenders here today against Hastings College, although he's expected to see some playing time probably by the second half, according to their coaching staff. And a health note on the Hastings College side, Brady Lohman, the leading scorer for Hastings, came down with the flu this week. And in fact, he did not eat anything and was an IV. Brady Lohman is going to be in the lineup here today for Hastings College. He says he's A-OK, so we'll find out how long Brady can go. Today, certainly a big cog in the offensive wheel here for Hastings College. So it's the North Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos here today. The other game in the semifinals being staged in Sioux City this afternoon. The Dakota Wesleyan is playing Morningside. The women also holding their semifinal games today. Hastings College is at home taking on Morningside, and Concordia is at Northwestern.
Championship Tuesday is coming up next week. We'll try to keep you up to date on that Hastings College ball game going on at Lynn Farrell Arena here this afternoon. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set here on 1230 KHS. Singer of the national anthem here this afternoon. In fact, a jammed house going to be on hand for this one at the DeWitt Gymnasium here in Sioux Center this afternoon in the semifinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. We'll get you these starting lineups here today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The starters for the Dort defenders, you'll see Alex Terpstra in the starting lineup here today. Terpstra is a 6'4" freshman from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. He's averaging 5.1 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1" sophomore from Boulder, Colorado. Rendles is averaging 12.3 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Kyle Lindbergh is a 6'7" senior from Margate, Florida. Lindbergh is a real deal. He's averaging 16.9 points per ball game, and he's number one in the conference in rebounding, averaging 10.9 rebounds per game. The other starter is going to be Dalton Franken, 6'5" and a freshman from Atlantic, Iowa. Franken is averaging 15.7 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And Tyler Walderstorff, a 6'5" junior from Sioux Center. Walderstorff is averaging 11.8 points per ball game. For Hastings College, Jake Hamburger is 6'2" senior out of Hastings. Hamburger is averaging 10 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Carson Bloom, a 5'10" sophomore out of Minden, Nebraska. Bloom is averaging 4 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" senior out of Elba, averaging 8.9 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman is 6'2" senior out of Norfolk. Lohman had 34 points in the ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan the other night. Lohman now averaging 20.3 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. And Abu Fall, a 6'7" senior from Dacher Synagogue. Abu is averaging 8.3 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College is going to be dressed in their crimson uniforms here this afternoon. Trimmed and lettered in the gray. We'll shoot to our basket to our right to get things started. The Dort defenders are going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black and the gold. We'll shoot to our basket to our left. We're set to go to the GPAC semifinals here today on 1230 KHS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Jumping things up for the Dort defenders will be Lindbergh. Abu fall into the center circle for Hastings College. The crowd on their feet here in Sioux Center. The ball's in the air, and Dort controls the opening tip. Here come the defenders, a high-scoring team. They're averaging close to 90 points per ball game, which is amongst the nation's leaders here this week. There's Lindbergh with the ball over here on the left side of the lane. Lindbergh on the wing, looking to penetrate, comes out on top. Shot from the top of the key is up there and in a three-pointer. Tyler Walderstorff knocking down a three ball right from the top of the key to get things started. 3-0 is the score. Dort is out on top. Hastings College with the ball. Woolman is out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Carson Bloom. Lots it inside now to Abu. He's double teamed. Abu kicks it back out. Carson Bloom has got it. Now to Jake Hamburger. He comes across the top. Now to Brent Wells. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot good. Brent Wells takes it to the hole and scores. The Broncos are on the scoreboard. 3-2 is the score. Hastings down by one. After Dort hit a three-pointer on their opening possession from Walderstorff. Here's another three. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Terpstra. Rebound comes down to Abu Fall, down to Carson Bloom. Loom brings it over here to Brady Lohman. Brings back to the center of the floor. Abu Fall to Hamburger. It's going to be Wells down here at the top of the key. Brent Wells holding on to the ball. There's Hamburger out here in 3-point territory. Comes to the near sideline. Hamburger's got the ball. Now to Brent Wells with his back to the basket. Wells double team. Kicks it back out. Carson Bloom for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Dort running back the other way. This is Kyle Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh goes coast to coast to the basket. He goes. A shot no good. Rebound is loose in the lane and is picked up here by Bloom of Hastings. Carson Bloom back the other way. Nice move to the basket. His shot good. Carson Bloom scores for Hastings and the Broncos are on top. Hastings 4 and Dort 3. The defenders come back with the basketball. We've played about 90 seconds here in Hastings, 90 seconds in this ball game. Hastings has got the lead. 4-3. On the left wing is going to be Franken. Dribbles it over to the right wing now. Throws it to the far sideline to Rindles. He takes it inside and an offensive foul is going to be called. Carson Bloom takes one for the team there. Down he goes and an offensive foul is going to be called on Nathan Rindles for Dort. That's going to be his first foul and the first team foul on the defenders here in this basketball game. 18-11 to play in the first half from Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings out on top of the top-seeded Dort defenders here today by a score of 4-3. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Wells has got it. Now to Hamburger. Carson Bloom now on the wing on the right side. Brings it back to Jake. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Crashing the boards. Grabbing the rebound is going to be Dalton Franken. Pass down the near sideline. Going for the hole. It's going to be Lindberger. Shot is up and in. Kyle Lindbergh scores there for Dort. That puts the defenders back out on top. Good job on the transition there by the defenders. Grabbing the ball and getting it right down the floor with Kyle Lindbergh scoring in a layup. 5-4 the score now. Dort out on top. Hastings College with the ball. There's a Brady Lohman. Comes over to Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Dort in the man-to-man defense. Carson Bloom has got it top of the key. Over to Lohman. Bounce pass goes inside to Wells. The Hamburger shot good. Jake Hamburger sliding down the lane. Wells, he got him the ball and Hamburger lays it in for a field goal, and Hastings is out on top now by a score of 6-5. Taking the three is going to be Walderstorff. He drives it, now gives it back here to Franken at the top of the key. Bounce pass left side to Rindles. Rindles has got the ball as he drives into the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Abu Fall. Abu has got it out of the pass, is intercepted. Intercepted there by Rindles, the first turnover on Hastings College. In the lane, that's going to be Walderstorff. A big collision, and a foul is called. So Hastings turns the ball away. Abu Fall is knocked down in the play, but Abu is going to be hit with a personal foul. First foul on Abu. That's going to be the first team foul on Hastings. Now going to the free throw line for Dort is going to be Tyler Walderstorff. He's the guy who hit the three-pointer in the opening possession of the ball game for the defenders. Walderstorff, a 59% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Walderstorff will have one more. He's now 100 for 167 from the free throw line this year. Dort as a team is hitting 72% of their foul shots this year. That is seventh best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're 48% from the field. That's fifth best. And they're third in three-point shooting at 38%. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Walderstorff will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. So Tyler Walderstorff knocks down a couple of free throws. He checks out now. Coming in is going to be David Den Herter. Den Herter is into the ball game now. He's a 6'9" junior out of Sioux Center. 7 to score. Dort has got the lead. Hastings has got the ball. Carson Bloom bounce pass right side of the lane. Abu Fall. He spins toward the baseline. Now puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Den Herter. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Dort running back the other way. For the basketball is going to be Lindbergh down in the corner. They get it to Walderstorff. Back to the wing. The shot is up and in. Dalton Franken knocks down one from the wing on the left side. And Dort has a 9-6 advantage here over Hastings College with 16:32 to play in the first half. There's Brady Lohman with the ball. Jake Hamburger now. Hamburger moves it over. High left side. That's Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson out here in the 3-point territory. Gives it away to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger goes to Brady Lohman again. He backs up out here on the far side of the floor. Lohman trying to reset the offense. Still 14 seconds left in the shot clock. Uses a screen. Moves the ball to the right side of the floor. He's double teamed. Lohman looking to get rid of it. He's double teamed. Now he forces up a shot. It's no good. The ball's going to be tapped out of there and it's picked up here by Dort. Lindbergh has got the ball for the defenders. Back the other way. A free throw line jumper. Good. Dalton Franken knocks down a free throw line jumper. Dort has got a 5-point lead, and Bill Gabers calls a timeout. A timeout on the floor with 15:56 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Dort 11, Hastings 6.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Score update from Lynn Farrell Arena. They've got 15:32 to play in the first half there. Morningside is out on top of Hastings in the women's semifinal. It's 4-0. Morningside out on top of Hastings 4-0 early in this ballgame. 11-6 is the score here. Hastings College is trailing the Dort defenders in the men's semifinal ballgame. Hastings with the ball. Abu Fall has got it. On the right side, dribbles in the lane, spins, puts it up there. The shot's going to be partially deflected. Abu grabs the ball, goes up, back up. Now he loses it, and the foul's going to be called. Abu working hard there, right side of the basket. Foul is going to be called here on the Dort defenders. It's going to go on Brian Sumner. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the defenders here in this ball game. Going to the free throw line is going to be Fall. Abu puts it up there, and his shot is going to be off of the back iron. No good. Abu is a 61% foul shooter on the season. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. There comes Akeem Morissot into the ballgame now for Hastings. Zach Lena also comes in. Wells comes out. Carson Bloom comes out for head coach Bill Gabers. 11-6 this score with 15:35 to play. Here in this first half, Hastings trailing in the ballgame. Here's the next shot by Abu. It's up there and in. So Abu hits one out of two from the free throw line. 11-7 now. The defenders come back with the basketball. Here's Kyle Lindberg. Kyle Lindberg comes over here on the wing on the left side. Now to Franken at the free throw line. Shot up and in. Kyle Lindberg scores again. He had 22 the other night against Northwestern. He's got two field goals and 4 points already in this one. 13-7 now. Dort with a 6-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball and draw offensive end. There's Brandon Krause with the ball. Takes it into the lane. Now throws the ball away here on the near side, but it is tapped out. Tapped out here by the defenders. Getting his hands on it was Kyle Lindberg. Into the ball game now will be Alex Terpstra. Terpstra comes in. J.D. Bohr comes back out now for the Dort defenders. 15:09 to play here in the first half. It's 13-7. The sixth-ranked Dort defenders have the lead here over Hastings College. Here's Lohman, 15-footer, right down through the hole. Brady Lohman scores. That's his first field goal in the ball game. 34 the other night against Nebraska Wesleyan. 13-9 to score now. Hastings College down by 4 points. Here's Lindberg with the ball on the wing on the left side, picked up there by Zach Lena. Lindberg uses up the dribble, comes out between the circles now to Sumner. Sumner to the top of the key to Franken. He drives it down the lane, high off the window. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Akeem Morissot. Morissot runs her back the other way, gets it in the hands of Woolman. Free throw line extended left side. He powers a pass down on the baseline. That's going to be Zach Lena. Goes for the basket. His shot's up there at in. Zach Lena scores. Nice pass by Woolman. Brady is averaging 3.5 assists per ball game. He gets one right there. Results in a field goal, 13-11 to score. Hastings back to within 2 points. Here's a Sumner with the ball in the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's a Dalton Franken. He throws up a shot. It rims off no good. Morissot with a rebound. Akeem runs her back the other way on the dribble. Goes to the far sideline right through the fingertips of Brandon Krause out of bounds. Hastings turns it away for the second time. Into the ball game now is going to be Nathan Rendles. He checks back in. Also checking in the Tyler Walderstorff. 14:07 to play here in the first half. We're at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College and Dort in the GPAC semifinals here today. Winner moves on to the championship game on Tuesday night. There's a Dalton Franken with the ball as he lobs it inside. That's going to be Lindberg. And Lindberg has it knocked out of his hands, out of bounds on the far sideline. And the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Thayer. There it comes in. Brandon Krause checks out. 13:52 remaining in the first half. Hastings trailing 13-11. Dort will inbound the ball. They get it out here to Lindberg. Out in 3 points here. It's where he flips it back to Nathan Rendles, and he'll set things up. On the wing, it's going to be Walderstorff. Goes down in the corner. That's Franken with the ball. Franken comes to the near side to Rendles, right here at the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass goes to Lindberg. He is double-teamed. Lindberg kicks her back out. Here's Terpstra. His shot for three is going to be off of the front iron. No good. And an offensive rebound. Offensive rebound is Rendles. Grabs the ball there for the defenders. Gives it away now to Walderstorff. Walderstorff back outside the ring. That's Rendles with the ball. Drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there and good. Nathan Rendles scores. Offensive rebounds. Dort is very good rebounding the basketball. Hastings has to keep Dort off the boards this afternoon. That one results in a field goal.
after they grabbed the offensive rebound after the missed shot. 15-11 now. Hastings down by four. Here's Woolman, kicks it out. Here's Thayer, shot for three, is off of the mark, no good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound. Zach Lina climbing the back of a Dort defender. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number two on Hastings College. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Also coming back will be Brent Wells. Woolman will come to the bench. Abu Fall will come to the bench. We're 7 minutes into the ball game here this afternoon from Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings College is trailing the Dort defenders by a score of 15-11. There's Tyler Walderstorff with the ball. Walderstorff moves it over here on the wing on the left side. They lob it in to Lindbergh with his back to the basket, picked up by Wells. Lindbergh squares around, looks at the basket, now drives it into the lane, spins. He's double-teamed. Lindbergh puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Walderstorff. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Walderstorff goes back up. His shot, good. Three, four shots in the hole there for Dort, and they finally get one to go down. 17-11 now. The defenders with a six-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom comes out to third. Now the Wells to Akeem Morris on here on the right side. Carson Bloom moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Thayer with the ball. Thayer now to Carson Bloom. Near sideline to Akeem Morris on. Now to Wells. He comes out here into three-point territory as they give it away again to Alex Thayer. Now to Carson Bloom. Spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Traveling violation. Traveling violation is called. That's the third turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Dort has not yet had a turnover in this contest. And the defenders have the lead, 17-11, with 12 minutes and 6 seconds to play. In the first half from the DeWitt Gymnasium, Hastings College will pick up Dort when they bring it into the offensive zone here. That's going to be Rendles as he walks it across the 10-second line. Rendles gets it in the hands of Tyler Walderstorff. Walderstorff moves it to the left side of the floor, moves it down in the corner now to a Rendles. Rendles on the dribble. They come back outside to Rendles at the free throw line, back out to Terpstra. He drives it to the charity stripe. Can't put up a shot. Now to Rendles. Outside the ring. A shot put up there by Sumner from three is going to be no good. Long rebounds picked up by Hamburger, and he's going to be fouled into play. Fouled into play here by Alex Terpstra. Dort, that's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number three of the defenders here in this first half of play. 11:37 to go. Hastings College is trailing the sixth-ranked Dort defenders this afternoon, 17-11. Dort has won 19 of 23 meetings with Hastings College in the all-time series, both of them this year. Here's Hastings working with the ball, and Thayer sends it inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Zach Lina, out of bounds. Turnover number four on Hastings here in the ball game. And now Dort will come back the other way. Here comes Brady Lohman back down to the scorer's table. He will check in. Thayer will check out. Also returning for the Dort defenders is going to be J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr comes in. Alex Terpstra checks out. So Bohr back into the ball game now for the Dort defenders, a 6'4" and sophomore out of Hull, Iowa. The defenders have a 6-point lead, 17-11. This team averages 90.1 points per ball game. That is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, number four in the nation. There's a shot on the baseline. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Tyler Walderstorff took it down on the low block on the right side, took it to the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings College. It's going to go on Wells. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings. Walderstorff will go to the free throw line. Tyler Walderstorff has got 7 points in the basketball game here with the Dort defenders. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line today. Make it 3 out of 3 as that one goes down through the hole. Bounces on the back iron a couple of times and drops down through the cylinder. Tyler Walderstorff had 19 points the other night against Northwestern in their 105-100 win in the opening round of this tournament. There's the next shot. That's up there again. So Walderstorff perfect on the line. He's got 9 points, and Dort has opened up an 8-point lead over Hastings. It is 19-11. Broncos need a bucket here. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson Bloom dribbled with it out here in 3-point territory. Sends it over to Woolman. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Carson Bloom. Here's Jake Hamburger. Hamburger looks, comes over here on the wing to Zach Lina. He puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, and hands it away to Woolman again. He drives the ball toward the hole, stops and pops it. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lina. Lina's trapped down along the baseline. His pass could be deflected and brought down there by Dort. Brought down by Walderstorff. Here come the defenders now. There's Rendles with the ball. Back outside, a three-pointer thrown up there. In and out, no good by Walderstorff. Rebound comes down to Woolman. Woolman gets the ball to Carson Bloom. Down to Wells, drives for the hole. Shot, no good. And a rebound comes down here to Sumner. Sumner has got the ball. Now to Walderstorff. This is what Dort likes to do. They like to run and gun. Sumner for three. Not good. Ryan Sumner hits a three ball, and a timeout's going to be called here by Hastings.
10 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. The defenders have doubled the score on the Broncos. 10-18 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 22, Hastings 11.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
The Dort defenders out on top of Hastings College here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinals, the postseason tournament. It is 22-11. Dort has got the lead. We're not yet halfway through this first half. We've got 10 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Back in Hastings in the women's semifinal ball game, Morningside has jumped out on top of Hastings by a score of 15-3. They've got 10 minutes and 19 seconds to play in that ball game, at least in the first half. But both Broncos teams are down right now. Early in their respective ball games, Hastings with the ball. There's Abu Fall. Right side of the lane, spins toward the baseline, puts it off over the glass and scores. Abu Fall hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points, and it's now a 22-13 ball game. Dort has got the lead. There's Reynolds with the ball. Back outside now to Waldersdorf. To the near side to J.D. Bohr. He hands it away down there. Lindbergh has got the ball. He's picked up there defensively by Hamburger of Hastings. Lindbergh now drives the ball to the basket. Puts up a little hook shot around the rim 3 times and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu. Gets it to Carson Bloom. Not a woman. The Hamburger in the corner, and he's out of bounds. Jake just lost his position on the floor there. He grabs the ball, and he was out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on Hastings here in the ball game. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half here from Sioux Center. It's 22-13. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. The Dort defenders will come back with the basketball. This is Reynolds. Brings it across the timeline. Reynolds moves it to the near side on the dribble now. Reynolds driving the ball against Carson Blue. Goes for the basket. The shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Hastings. Broncos get it. That's a Wells with the ball. Allen pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Reynolds. Shot good. Reynolds steals the backcourt pass there. The 6th turnover on Hastings. And Hastings is down 24-13. Here in this ball game, 6 turnovers on the Broncos here in the first half. They only averaged 13 per ball game this season. Woman has got the ball, not a Hamburger. Inside to Abu. He spins, puts up their left-handed shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Reynolds. Nathan Reynolds running back the other way, 1-on-4. Reynolds down the far sideline. Gets it to Waldersdorf. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Now to Reynolds at the elbow. Comes over here left side to J.D. Bohr. Out on top now. That's Reynolds. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindbergh. His shot is up there and in. Kyle Lindbergh scores. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. It's 26-13. Hastings trailing. There's a shot there by Carson Bloom. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 26-13. The Dort defenders out on top. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 8 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Carson Bloom trying to get things in. Dan Herter is the guy who's guarding the out-of-bounds man. And they play it into Wells, and he lays it in right underneath the bucket. So they had their big man, Dan Herter, at 6'9", guarding the out-of-bounds man. They got it in, and Wells lays it in easily for the Broncos, 26-15. Hastings down by 11 points. Dort has got the ball back to their offensive zone. Here's a three-pointer put up there. Good. Alex Terpstra nailing a three ball. It's raining threes here in Sioux Center. And it's snowing outdoors. 29-15 is the score. Hastings down here early in this basketball game. Here's a move fall. Nice move to the basket. Takes it down to the baseline. A shot no good. Ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by Dort. Alex Terpstra has got the ball. Terpstra gets into the hands now of Franken. He drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the baseline. He maneuvers inside. Puts up a little hook shot. It's good again. Now Lindbergh, he's got 8 points. And Billy's got to burn another timeout. Hastings got to burn another timeout here with 7 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the first half. It's now Dort 31, Hastings College 15.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Hastings College men's team, 7:35 to play in the first half, trailing Dort by a score of 31-15. The Hastings College women's basketball team playing at home today. They're playing Morningside in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament, and Morningside all over the Broncos today, 18-3. They've got 8 minutes to play in the first half there at Lynn Farrell Arena. So not a good day to be a Bronco today, at least as of now. Both teams are losing in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament. The Hastings College women's basketball team virtually has a automatic bid locked up to the NAIA National Tournament. That tournament will start the second week of March up here in Sioux City. Hastings currently ranked number 4 in the country, and they'll get one of the at-large berths. That's not the case for Hastings College men. They did a good performance here today and maybe upset the Dort defenders to secure their bid to the men's tournament down in Point Lookout, Missouri. But the Broncos are trailing here by 16 points, 31-15. Broncos have burned a couple of timeouts here in the past couple of minutes to try to jumpstart the offense. Here's Hamburger out to Lohman. Lohman gives it back to Hamburger on the wing. Lohman back to Hamburger. Now Hamburger takes it to the hole and scores. Hamburger takes it right to the hole and scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. 31-17 now. Hamburger with 4 points in the ball game. Here's a Lindberg with the ball. Lindberg gets it to Terpstra. His pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Frank. And down in the corner, a three-pointer. Good again. Brian Sumner hits his second three here in the first half. Sumner's been hitting, what, 46% of his three so far this year. Now it's 34-17. Dort with a 17-point lead over the Broncos. Here's Akeem Morrison with the ball. Now to Brent Wells. Moves it on the wing and left side to Woolman. Down to Wells. They shot from 15. Good. Wells off of the left baseline scores. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. 34-19. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half from Sioux Center this afternoon. Lindberg with the ball. Back outside to Terpstra. Now to Sumner here on the near sideline. Bounce it inside to Den Herter, and the foul is going to be called. Ball was poked away by Abu, and I think he's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's the case. Abu Fall picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Down shooting situation, so it's going to be Dort inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 34-19. The defenders have the lead. They lob it out here to Lindberg. Just to the left of the lane. Goes over in the corner to J.D. Board. Now to Sumner. Now to Lindberg again. To Brian Sumner. Bounce pass to Den Herter. Just to the right of the lane. Now he spins against Abu. Puts up a shot in the lane. No good. Rebound Abu. Ball has got it for Hastings College. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Morrison. Akeem brings it into the offensive zone. The Broncos are down by 15 points. 6 minutes to play here in the first half from Sioux Center this afternoon. Hamburger with the ball. Comes to the near sideline to Morrison. Dribbles behind his back trying to shake Sumner loose. Morrison with the ball here on the near sideline. Morrison takes it to the free throw line out of Abu. He drives it out of the baseline, kicks it back out to Woolman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Back into Abu. He takes it to the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be blocked from behind, and the foul is going to be called. Hastings working the ball inside to Abu Fall, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on J.D. Bohr. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul. Let's see. We'll call it team foul number 4 on the Dort defenders. Going to the free throw line is going to be Abu Fall. He's got 3 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Abu will get one more as he was hacked in the act there. Abu's a 61% foul shooter in the season. 34-20 now. Hastings down by 14 points. As Abu Fall goes back to the free throw line, goes through his routine, throws it up there, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sumner. So the Thunders have a 14-point lead here in the GPAC semifinals from DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa today. With the basketball out here is going to be Brian Sumner. Keith Morrison gives him a lot of room. Here on the left side is going to be Walderstorff. Now they work it back around to Sumner on the right sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Walderstorff. He's double-teamed. Back outside a three-pointer from the top of the key. That's going to be no good by Sumner. Rebound is loose. It gets out of bounds. A nice play down there in the corner. J.D. Bohr goes crashing to the corner and knocks the ball off of the leg of Abu. They're going to say he was out of bounds, but the fans still give him a
And applause there for his effort. Hastings will play things in regardless. 5 minutes to play here in the first half, 34-20. Broncos down by 14 points. Jake Hamburger with the ball out here just across the 10-second line. Goes to Wells on the wing. Brent Wells stops with a dribble. Goes down to Abu, fall out of the key. Morris out to Hamburger. Hamburger holds the ball. There's a two-handed pass inside to Abu. He takes it to the rack. His shot's going to be up there. No good. That's just the easy one. Rebound comes down to Rindles. Runs her back the other way for Dort. Rindles gets the ball to Franken. Down to Lindbergh. Lindbergh trapped along the baseline. Here's a pass to Sumner in the lane. His shot from 10. No good. Rebound Walderstorff. He has it knocked loose and goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort playing things in. Lohman got his hands out there as he knocks the ball away from Lindbergh. The defenders will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Zach Lina back into the ball. Game of Boo Fall will check out. Larson Bloom back in. And Akeem Morrison will come to the bench. 34-20. Dort has got a 14-point lead. Here's Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra will hand it away to Lindbergh. There's a pass across the lane. It's going to be deflected, picked up over there. That's Walderstorff for the ball. Now he's double-teamed on the baseline. He kicks it back out to Terpstra. That is Sumner, top of the key, over here to Rendles. Dribble penetration is shot from 10. Good. Nathan Rendles scores. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. The Broncos are down by 16, 36-20, with 4 minutes to play here in the first half. There's Jake Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger goes over to Woolman. Now on the wing, that's Zach Lina. Dort is still in the man-to-man defense. Over here is Carson Bloom. Carson dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Reverses the ball, gets it over here to Lina. He returns it back to Bloom. Now down the left corner. Wells, his shot up there and in. Brent Wells knocks down his shot from about 15 feet away. He's got 4 field goals and 8 points in the ball game. 36-22. Here's Rendles driving the ball to the hole. His jump pass is going to be lost out of bounds and deflected out of bounds there by Hastings. So it'll be Dort playing it in. They're underneath their own basket to the right side. About 28 seconds to work on the shot clock. 3:32 to play in the first half. The Dort defenders with a lead over Hastings today in the GPAC semifinals by a score of 36-22. Dort will play things in. This is going to be Rindles coming out here in the three-point territory to Sumner. Now back to Rindles again. Back outside. Terpstra has got the ball. Down to Sumner as they move it over there. That's going to be Rindles again. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is picked up on the hop and is rebounded here by Terpstra. Wells is down out here in three-point territory. He's hurt. There's a shot for 3. Good. Brian Sumner knocks down a three-pointer. His third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points, and now we got an injury timeout here as Brent Wells is going to come to the bench for Hastings. May have turned an ankle down there. So Wells is going to have to check out. 39-22 is the score. Boo Falls is going to check back in there. Dort right now just manhandling the boards. That ball was loose in the lane. Seemed like it was down there for a couple of seconds before Dort comes in here and snatches it up, and then you get a three-pointer from Sumner. 39-22. Hastings down by 17 points. So a big hole here for the Broncos in the GPAC semifinals. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Comes over here to Jake Hamburger. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu. Abu takes it into the lane. He backs up. Now spins. Tries to put a man in the air. Goes back up. His shot is up there and in. Abu Fall working in there. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings down by 15, 39-24. 2:45 to play here in the first half. There's a Sumner with the ball, moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Franken with the ball. Two-handed pass comes over here on the left baseline to Rindles. Outside down to Sumner. They work it around the perimeter. Moves it over to the right side. Now that's Walderstorff with the ball. Now to Sumner. Drives it. He's going to be cut off. Now Sumner in trouble. Hands it away to Rindles again on the right side of the lane. Dribbles it into the lane. Now kicks it out here for 3. A shot's put up there. No good by Walderstorff. And a rebound comes down here to Rindles. Another offensive board driving into the hole. It's going to be Sumner. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Abu. Another offensive board there for the Dort defenders. They're just getting too many chances here. Abu Fong gets a block in that last shot. But Dort has still got the ball. They will inbound the baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2:15 to play here in the first half. 39-24. Hastings down by 15 points here in this one. Nathan Rindles will inbound the ball. Rindles looking, finally to get it in to Den Herter down here in the corner. Back around the perimeter. They move it back down to the left corner. Rindles with the ball down. Rindles gets it inside. That's going to be Kyle Lindbergh with it. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it into the paint. Kicks it back out here. Top of the key, J.D. Borey penetrates into the lane. He kicks it back out into the three-point territory. Again to Franken. Now to Lindbergh. Backs up. Puts up a little hook shot. It's up there off the right side. No good. Down for the loose ball. It's brought down here by Hastings. Carson Bloom with the ball with a minute and 49 seconds to play. The Broncos down by 15 points. Carson Bloom brings it into the offensive zone with a right-handed dribble. Now to Lohman deep in the corner. Brady Lohman, he's going to drive the baseline, goes to the hole, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds, and the foul's going to be called.
Loman's got just one field goal so far in the basketball game for Hastings. The foul is going to go on J.D. Bohr. That's going to be his second foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Dort defenders. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Carson Bloom will look to play things in. He does. Zach Lena. Lena takes the ball to the hole. We're going to have a foul call on the way in. Carson gets it to Zach Lena, who drove the ball to the basket, and the foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Bohr again. J.D. Bohr just picks up his second and third personal fouls. He's going to have to check out. 1:35 to play. It's going to be Hastings College playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They play it in. It's going to be mishandled here by Lena, and the ball's going to be picked up here by the Dort defenders. Terpstra has got it back the other way to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it to Sumner. Now to Lindbergh again behind the screen. Lindbergh jump pass down to Terpstra in the corner, and he's out of bounds. Terpstra out of bounds here in the deep right corner. So Dort turns the ball away for just the second time here in the basketball game. Hastings College will come back. They're trailing by 15 points. 1:20 to play. The Broncos come back to the offensive zone here. Betty Woolman has got it. Gets it into Abu. Spins toward the baseline. Puts man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. And Abu will go back to the free throw line here. The foul is going to go on David Denherter. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Dort defenders. So now we're going to have a two-shot foul here with Abu Fong going to the free throw line as he was mauled in the act of shooting. 2 for 4 from the free throw line so far today. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Abu will have one more. Update on the Hastings College women's basketball team. They got 1:39 to play. And their ball game back at Lynn Farrell Arena in the women's GPAC semifinals. Morningside out on top of Hastings by a score of 28-16. Abu will have another shot here. It's up there, and it's going to be good. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for Abu Fall, and Hastings is down by 14 points again at 39-25. 1:06 to play in the first half. Lindbergh has got the ball. Lindbergh moves it over on the far side to Terpstra. He returns it back this way to Wallerstorff. Bounce pass will go down to Lindbergh on the baseline. Kyle Lindbergh backs up against Lena. Now spins, puts up a shot. Good. Kyle Lindbergh is a tough cookie to handle here. 5 field goals for Lindbergh, all from close range. 41-25. Hastings down by 16. Broncos with the ball with 39 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Hamburger, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Woolman was cutting toward the basket. Hamburger threw it into the Dort bench. 7 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. Broncos are down by 16 points. Hakeem Morissant is going to check into the ball game now. Woolman will come out. 35.9 seconds to play. Hastings down by 16 points in this basketball game. And here comes Kyle Lindbergh back the other way for Dort. He just walks it across the 10-second line. The defenders will go for the final shot here. This first half, Hastings not in any hurry to go out and pressure him defensively. Just standing with the ball out here is going to be Kyle Lindbergh. He's watching the clock go down. We're down to 15 seconds to go. 15 seconds remaining. Kyle Lindbergh is staring at the Bronco bench. Nods his head. We're down to 8 seconds. Kyle Lindbergh is now going to work here. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Kyle Lindbergh is going to drive the ball to the basket. His shot is up there in the end. That was too easy. Kyle Lindbergh scores, and that's the end of the first half of play. Broncos in big trouble here at halftime. Hastings are trailing by 18 points to the Dort defenders, the 6th-ranked Dort defenders here to break. The score at halftime is Dort 43, Hastings 25. You're listening to Bronco basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. All Dort here in the first half of play. Hastings College is trailing by 18 points here at halftime. It is Dort 43, Hastings 25. Broncos within 4 points at 11-7, and then the wheels kind of came off the cart as the Broncos eventually fell behind by 11 points at 22-11 as they were outscored 11-4 during that stretch. Hastings fell behind by 17 points at 34-17. And right now it's 18 points as Kyle Lindbergh hit that final shot for the Dort defenders to put them up by 18 here at halftime. It's 43-25 in favor of the defenders. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game here in the first half. Hastings hitting 47% of their field goals. They are 11 out of 23 in the first half. Dort is 17 out of 36 for 47%. So Dort's hitting 47.2. Hastings is hitting 47.8. On three-pointers, the Broncos are 0 out of 3 from three-point range. Dort has hit 5 threes, or 5 out of 11 for 45%. Hastings 3 out of 6 from the free throw line for 50%. Dort 4 out of 4. Rebounds. We've got Dort with 17, Hastings with 15. The defenders have 7 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. Hastings has 3 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. The Broncos have turned the ball over 9 times already here in the first half of play. Dort's only got 2. Hastings with 1 block shot and no steals. Dort has got 4 block shots and 4 steals. Against the Dort defenders out on top of Hastings here at halftime by a score of 43-25. Checking the scoring in the ball game so far. Kyle Lindbergh is leading the way so far for Dort. He has got 6 field goals, 12 points. Tyler Waldersdorf, he's knocked down a 3 and a 2, and he's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for 9. Ryan Sumner has got 3 threes. He's got 9 points. Nathan Rundles, he's got 3 two-point field goals and 6. Dalton Franken, he's got 2 field goals and 4. And Alex Terpstra, he has nailed a 3-pointer for 3 points. Hastings College are being led so far by Brent Wells. He's got 4 field goals and 8 points. Abu Fall, he has got 2 field goals, and he is 3 out of 6 in the free throw line for 7. Jake Hamburger has got 2 field goals for 4. Carson Bloom, a field goal for 2. Brady Lohman's been held to just 2 points in the first half on a field goal. And Zach Lynn has got a field goal in 2. The Broncos are trailing by a score of 43-25 here at halftime to the Dort defenders. The Hastings College women's basketball team, they've got a home game today as they are playing the Morningside Mustangs in the semifinals. And Hastings is trailing in that ball game by a score of 30-18 at halftime. The leading scorer for Hastings in the first half has been Laurel Zwiener. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Autumn Zenon, she has got 3. Cammy Breckman has been held to just 2 points today. Jamie Van Kirk has got 5 points, and Sierra Williamson has got 2 for Hastings College. Leading the way for the Morningside Mustangs is Ashlyn Ball. She has got 10 points for Morningside. So the Hastings College women's basketball team trailing at home today in the semifinals to Morningside 30-18. The Hastings College men trailing here in Sioux Center, Iowa to the Dort defenders by a score of 43-25. Coming up next, we've got Hastings College Spotlight, then more Bronco basketball for you. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here.
When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica with you. Joining us this morning, we'll be joined by Clayton Anderson, a former NASA astronaut, Hastings College Board of Trustees member. He was on the Hastings College campus this week where I had a chance to catch up with the former astronaut. Clay, you've been back in Hastings this week here on the Hastings College campus doing some other events as well. Tell us maybe just a little bit first and foremost about what brings you back to Hastings this week.
Well, I'm trying to work a little bit with the college to help sell the Hastings College brand a little bit. And locally here in the Hastings Grand Island area, it's meeting with students and kind of telling them my story. I'm at the point in my career, having retired from NASA, where I'm ready to try to give back. And one of the ways I can give back is to meet with these kids, tell them my story, and maybe encourage them to create a story of their own.
And so does this work involve Hastings College students, high school students? Talk about what the last few days have been like for you.
Yes, it involves Hastings College students, Hastings College alumni, local kids in Grand Island, local kids in Hastings. So I've talked to by the time it's all done, we'll have hit maybe six schools total. And, you know, it's a little hard work, but it's a lot of fun. I love telling my stories, and I hope the kids are interested. I hope they get something out of it. The whole idea for me is I'm just like them. They're just like me. I'm a small-town kid from a small-town Nebraska, which I think is a huge advantage for young people, and I think they should tout that advantage, and they should use it as they move on in their careers and do great things.
Oftentimes the words reaching for the stars might be a little bit cliche, but in your case that became a reality. Talk a little bit about you know, what you're telling them, how you're telling them that they can realize their dreams at this age.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to point out that they're exactly like me. When I sat in the high school chairs, I was just like them. I had the same thoughts. I did the same things. I had the same smart aleck responses. You know, they're no different than me. What I encourage them to do is figure out what they dream to do. You know, do they want to be on American Idol or America's Got Talent, or do they want to be on Broadway, or do they want to be in an operating room working on emergency patients? They just have to figure out their dream. And hopefully by listening to my story, it can show them that it doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter how small or big the town is, but Nebraska gives you an advantage by virtue of the people that love you, that mentor you, that teach you, that raise you and nurture you, and that you should use that to your advantage as you go forth in your life.
So, and you've mentioned you're trying to help brand the Hastings, or help sell the Hastings College brand a little bit. Talk maybe about how Hastings College personally helped you achieve those goals.
Well, I think the fact that when I came to Hastings, it's more of a small town environment, a small school environment, where I was able to do many different things: athletics, academics, music, theater, student government, you know, the whole gambit. I was able to do that. And I believe personally that if you can do multiple things, you become a better citizen in the United States. There are kids out there that are focused and do just one thing and they do it brilliantly, and that's fine. But I think overall we need highly talented, multidisciplined, multi-experienced young people that are going to lead our nation in the future. And that's what I'm trying to push, that message, that maybe it's not Hastings College, but you know, the small environment allows you to do many things. And I think that helped me become a United States astronaut and serve admirably on the International Space Station, because I could do many things well. I wasn't an expert at any, but I could do many things well.
Once again, Clay Anderson joining us on the KHS Radio Close-Up Program. A few more minutes, and then we're gonna go grab some food and talk with some people as well. But let's maybe kind of backtrack and talk about some of your work on the International Space Station and what that was like.
Well, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. I was blessed to have the opportunity to go serve my country as a U.S. astronaut. The work was varied. Some of it was mundane, but most of it was very exciting. My spacewalk time was incredible, flying the robotic arm and being in a billion-dollar spaceship and doing things for my country was...
Talking about high school students, college students' futures, what's the future for Clay Anderson?
It's exciting, I think. I'm doing keynote speaking, motivational speaking. I teach part-time at Iowa State. No, I did not move to Ames. I still live in Texas. I have a book coming out in December. The title is still to be determined. I like to call it Taking Up Space, but I think that may change before it's all done. But I'm very excited about that. It should be released in December, and I'll be a first-time author. So lots of things in store.
Well, it's not the it's a pretty rare opportunity that we get the chance to talk with somebody who has served our country, served on the International Space Station, and has an opportunity to talk about Hastings College and talk to our area youth. So, Clay, we really appreciate the time that you've spent here in Hastings.
It's been my pleasure, Tyson. My first interview in my entire life was with KHAS after a football game when I was a junior at Hastings College. So thanks for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College trailing the Dort Defenders here at halftime by a score of 43-25. In the other men's semifinal game, it is Morningside out on top of Dakota Wesleyan at halftime. The score is 48-46. On the women's side of things, at halftime, Northwestern is leading Concordia by the score of 57-36. That game is being played down in Orange City. And the Hastings College women's basketball team, they are trailing Morningside by the score of 30-18. So those are the scores at halftime around the league in the GPAC semifinals here today. Hastings down 43-25. The Broncos not shooting very bad in this game, 47.8%. They're getting out-rebounded by just two, but Dort has knocked down 5 3-pointers so far in this basketball game. Hastings will have the opening possession to begin this second half of play. Broncos have the ball. Here's Carson Bloom
Bloom goes over on the right sideline. That's going to be Brady Woolman, who's been held just 2 points today. Hops into the lane, throws it over here on the near side to Carson Bloom, the hamburger. Out of Woolman again. Entry pass down low. Bloom has got it on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Nice pass. Carson Bloom lays it in there for the Broncos. 43-26 now. Hastings trailing by 16 points. Dort has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Bounce pass goes into Lindbergh. Spins toward the baseline. Forces up a shot. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Brent Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his second foul. So two fouls on Brent Wells. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half of play. Lindbergh will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Lindbergh has got 12 points in the basketball game. He's got 6 field goals. First time today he's been to the free throw line. He puts up his first charity toss, and it's up there and in. That rolls in. He's a 62% foul shooter in the season. He's been to the free throw line 214 times this year. He is 134 for 214 now from the free throw line. By far, the most he's been to the free throw line of anybody on the team. Second shot is up there and in for Kyle Lindbergh. It's now a 45-27 ball game. Houston Challenge just trailing here in the contest. Broncos come back with the ball. Just underway here in the second half. Brady Woolman goes over there. On the high right side, that's going to be Brent Wells with the ball. Now to Carson Bloom. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Woolman. Drives the baseline. Or the hamburger drives the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Waldersdorf. Here come the Dort defenders back the other way. Franken with the ball. Whistle and a traveling violation. Franken comes up and pulls up. Shoots a three-pointer, but shuffles his feet before the shot. That's going to be the third turnover on Dort here in the ballgame. 19:07 to play in the contest. Hastings trailing by a score of 45-27. Broncos need a win to maybe secure a berth in the NAIA National Tournament here this year in Point Lookout, Missouri. There's a short jumper by Wells. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up again by Dort. Dort defender's getting all those 50-50 balls right now. There's Franken for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Another offensive rebound. Follow shot good. Tyler Waldersdorf gets the offensive board and the putback. Waldersdorf now with 11 in the ball game, and Hastings down by 20. 47-27. Boy, Hastings really struggling offensively here in this ball game. Just 27 points, and we're in the second half already. There's Brent Wells. He dumps it down low. That's a boo with the ball, and then we got a pushing foul to be called here on the Dort defenders. It's going to go on Waldersdorf. That's going to be his first foul. Waldersdorf picks up his first foul, and that's going to be team foul number one on the defenders here in this second half of play. Hastings will play things in. Brady Woolman gets it into Brent Wells in the corner, out to Carson Bloom. Carson dribbles the ball out here in three-point territory, hands it away. Out of Woolman, there's a pass in the high post. That's Brent Wells. He backs up, spins in the lane. He goes for the basket. His shot's up there and in. They've got away with a traveling violation. Wells has now got 10 points in the ballgame. Here comes Dort quickly back the other way. Reynolds, this pass could be off of the fingertips of Lindbergh out of bounds, but it was knocked out of his hands there by Hamburger. 2 minutes into the second half, 47-29. Hastings is down to the Dort defenders. Dort, the sixth-ranked team in the nation in the NAIA Division II ranks this week. There's a pass outside. It's going to be Lindbergh with the ball. Kyle Lindbergh goes over now to Nathan Reynolds. Brings it out into three-point territory. Waldersdorf has got the ball deep in a corner. There's a bounce pass deflected away from Franken. The ball picked back up here by Terpstra for the Dort defenders. Back to Lindbergh, left side of the lane, picked up by Abu. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Reynolds. Now the ball is loose. Reynolds grabs it, throws it up there, and scores. Unbelievable. When it's your day, anything goes through the hole. And that one, he was off balance, falling down, and it goes right through the hole. Dort has got a 20-point lead. There's Wells, just shot from the right baseline. No good. Lindbergh loses the ball out of bounds. Lindbergh had it in his hands and lost it out of bounds. The defenders have a 20-point lead again, 49-29. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 17:36 to play here in the contest. Here's Woolman. He'll trigger things in. Brent Wells comes out on top now. This will be Carson Bloom. Back to Woolman here on the near sideline. Brady looking to drive it. Brady Woolman will take it down to the baseline. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. He is knocked down and the foul is called. So Loman will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called here on the defenders. That's going to go on, looks like, Waldersdorf. He picks up his second personal. Team foul number two on Dort here in this second half of play. Brady Loman at the free throw line. 88% is Loman on the season. His shot is up there good. That's the first free throw that Brady has shot here today. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Brady Woolman, third best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. Broncos are back within 19, 45 to 30. With 17-16 remaining. Next shot is up there and in. So Lohman hits a couple of free throws. 49-31 now. Here comes Dort. The Broncos need to get some stops on defense now. Reynolds has got the ball on the high left side. Comes out between the circles. That's Franken with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindbergh. Shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound is loose. Three, four players hit the deck. We got a jump ball called. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dort. So we'll stay right here. Rouse comes back into the ball game for Hastings. Here comes Zach Lena back into the ball game. Wells and Hamburger will come to the bench now. 3 minutes into the second half, 17 minutes to go. Dort with the lead, 49-31 over Hastings. J.D. Borwell inbound the ball. Reynolds driving the baseline shot good. Nathan Reynolds started off in the deep right corner. He comes sliding to the basket to get him the ball, and he lays it in easily, 51-31. Again, it's a 20-point lead. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for the defenders. Here's Krause with the ball now for Hastings. Gets it out here to Zach Lena. A whistle out here, and a foul's going to be called. The foul is going to go on J.D. Bohr. Him and Brady Woolman were going at it out here in 3 points. And it's way J.D. Bohr just picks up his fourth personal foul. Bohr will have to check out. Here comes Brian Sumner back into the ball game for the defenders. Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. A non-shooting foul here as Brady Woolman will trigger things in. 16:42 to play. Hastings down by 20, 51-31. Woolman in the lane stops there. Woolman is being attacked. Now here's a pass deflected. It's going to be brought down here by Rindles. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 10th turnover of the ball game. Lindbergh goes to the far side. A three-pointer put up there by Sumner. No good. Rebound comes down for Hastings College. That's going to be Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson runs her back the other way. Now to Woolman. Woolman will take a three-pointer. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Rindles. Rindles has got it for Dorn as they run her back the other way to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down in the corner. Three-pointer put up there. No good by Sumner. Rebound tapped around. It's picked up by Woolman. Hastings coming back the other way on the dribble. Gets the ball ahead. Down to Brandon Krause. He drives to the basket. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. A jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will maintain control. And the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Hamburger. Coming out will be Bloom. 51-31. Dort out on top here in this ball game. The defenders have led this thing most of the way. Brandon Krause will inbound the ball. He finally gets it in at the count of four here to Zach Lena. He drives the ball toward the goal. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Down for the rebound. It's still loose. It goes out of balance. Last touch by Lena. So Dort will play things in. 15:56 to play in the game. Dort 51. Hastings 31. The end of the ball game now will be Alex Terpstra for Dort. And going out is going to be Dalton Franken. Well, they just keep coming. This is a talented bunch for Dort. Ranked number six in the country, 27-4 on the year. They won the regular season championship. Now trying to put together the tournament championship as well here in the postseason. Dort with a 20-point lead. The winners will play on Tuesday night on championship night in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Terpstra has got the ball. Now to Reynolds as he drives the baseline. A shot no good, but he draws contact and another foul is called. Reynolds just shot out of a cannon there as he moves it from the right corner toward the goal. A personal foul is going to be called here on Krause of Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number three on Hastings here in the second half. Reynolds to the free throw line for Dort. He has got 5 field goals and 10 points. His shot is up there and in. Reynolds, the sixth best free throw shooter in the conference, hitting 85% of his shots. Dort as a team, seventh best at 72%. There's the next shot. It's going to be up there and in. Nathan Reynolds stands up there. And Dort has the biggest lead of the ball game now at 22 points. It's 53-31. Dort with the lead. Bowman gets it inside to Abu. He bombs the ball, picks it back up. Abu fall with the ball down on the baseline now. Gets Dan Herter. Can't do anything with it. Comes out to Hamburger. Down to Krause looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Goes over to Woolman now out of here in 3-point territory. Brady Woolman holds the ball. Woolman behind the screen from Lena. Moves it to the left side. Gets an open look. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh has got the ball for Dort. Running back the other way. Lindbergh in the lane. Now to Rindles. Nice pass underneath. There's a shot up there. It's going to be blocked down. And the foul is called. They got out to Dan Herter. The foul is going to be called here on Zach Lena. Hits him in the side of the head. Second foul on the Zach Lena. Going to the free throw line is going to be David Dan Herter. He's a 66% foul shooter in the season, averaging 6.5 points per ball game. So the big guy will toe the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Dan Herter, he's a big boy. 6'9", a junior from Sioux Center. David Dan Herter will have another one. Here comes Lena out of the ballgame now for Hastings College. Dan Herter will have one more shot. It's up there, and the shot good. Wells is back in there for the Broncos. It's 55-31. Dork dominating this semifinal ball game here with Hastings College. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Here's Brent Wells right in front of us. Goes over to Hamburger, directing traffic out here. Jake looks right, and he gets the ball to Brandon Krause, who lobs the ball inside. He's going to be over the head of a boot, fall out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on Hastings here in the ball game. Brandon Krause checks out. Carson Bloom comes in. Now a timeout, Hastings. Broncos going to call a timeout. 14 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Dork 55, Hastings 31.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Hastings College men's basketball team, they're trailing here 55-31 to the Dort defenders. The Hastings College women's basketball team, they are coming back in their ball game against the Morningside today. They're at the Osborne Sports Complex at Lynn Ferrell Arena. Last update we had, it was Morningside 34 and Hastings 27. So the Broncos coming back after they fell behind 18-3 in the first half. 14 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in this one. 55-31. Hastings College has got the trailing in this ball game as the Broncos come back with the basketball. It's going to be Dort with the basketball here as they come back in their offensive zone. Here's Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra on the wing. Bounce pass outside. It's going to be intercepted by Lohman. Lohman has got the ball on the forecourt. He's going to be fouled into play. Fouled into play here by Rindles. That's going to be his second personal foul. So two fouls now on Rindles. That's going to be team foul number six. Team foul number six on the Dort defenders, and Hastings will play things in. Hastings down by 24 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's Carson Bloom out here in 3-point territory to a boo fall just to the left of the lane. Out to Jake Hamburger, now right side. That's going to be Carson Bloom with the ball to Jake. Comes over here to boo. He drives the ball. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. The boo picks up a charge. Knocks down David Den Herter, and a boo fall picks up the personal foul. That's his third. So three fouls now and a boo. Coming to the ball game is going to be Zach Lina. Hastings still down by 24 points, 55-31. We have played, 26 minutes, and Hastings has 31 points on the board. There's Rendles with the ball. He drives it to the low block on the left side. Can't put up a shot now to Waldersdorf. They work it back around to Sumner on the wing on the right side. Terpstra down to the far side again with the basketball. There's going to be Rendles to Sumner. Down to Rendles again. Flips it away. Here's a long-range jumper by Terpstra. It's up off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Wells has got the rebound. Gets it away to Carson Bloom. Hustles back the other way. Carson Bloom to the far sideline. Jake Hamburger. Here's Lohman. 200 pass comes to the near side. Wells has got it back out between the circles again to Hamburger. Moves it over to Lohman. Free throw line extended right side. Lohman dribbles the ball to the elbow. Kicks it out here to Lena. Shot from inside the free throw. Circle short. No good. Rebound comes down to Nathan Rendles. Rendles running back the other way for the defenders in the lane. They get away. Waldersdorf driving to the hole. Draws contact. Foul called. Ballard Waldersdorf will go to the free throw line now for Dort. A personal foul is going to be called on Brent Wells. That's going to be his third. Waldersdorf goes to the free throw line for Dort. The winner of this ball game will play the winner of the game going on in Sioux City today between Morningside and Dakota Westland. Morningside had a 48-46 lead over the Tigers at halftime. Shot from the free throw line is going to be good by Tyler Waldersdorf. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. Sumner comes out. Terpstra comes out now for the Dort defenders. Dort, they are very good in this building. It's been a long, long time since Hastings has picked up a win in this building. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off the front iron. No good. Tip try is up and in. Kyle Lindberg. Off of a missed free throw, Kyle Lindberg got position and scores And Dort is up 58-31 over Hastings College. Carson Bloom with the ball in the lane. Kicks it away here to Zach, leading it down to Carson Bloom on the far side. Takes a three-pointer. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh runs her back the other way on the dribble. Right hand bounce pass goes down low. As they work the ball back around the perimeter here to the near sideline, it's going to be Franken with the ball. Coming off of the screen, here's Reynolds driving the ball down the right side of the lane. Loses control. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it goes, it's going to be Hastings' ball. Two players come crashing into the scorer's table. Walderstorff was the last man to get up. Hamburger also giving chase here. Hamburger will play things in here on the near sideline. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. Another wiping up here in front of the scorer's table where Hamburger and Walderstorff went down in front of us. Now it's going to be Dort. They're going to play it in. Dort plays things in instead. There's Nathan Reynolds with the ball. Reynolds dribbling with it to the near side now. Out here in three-point territory, Carson Bloom right in his face defensively. At the top of the key, Franken for three. Shot good. Look, they say his foot was on the line. Dalton Franken, a two-pointer. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and it's 60-31. The Broncos getting blown out of here today at the Sioux Center. Now a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is Woolman trying to drive the ball into the hole. Personal foul is going to be called here on Dort. And the foul is going to go on Patrick Noblah. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. And now we got another personal foul called underneath the basket here. It's going to go on Noblah again. So two quick fouls. He just checked in there. Patrick Noblah picked up two fouls in about 15 seconds. That's going to be Brady Woolman inbounding the ball again. 60-31. Hastings trailing here in the ball game with 12-11 to play. There's a bounce pass down low. Leonard grabs the ball, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. No good, but he's fouled on the play. A foul here is going to go on Kyle Lindbergh. That's going to be his first. Now the Broncos are in the bonus. That'll help them out here. 12:07 remaining. We're in the bonus. Going to the free throw line will be Zach Lina. He's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. Lina's a 69% foul shooter in the season. Zach Lina throws it up there and the shot good. Lena will have one more. Hastings just 3 out of 6 in the free throw line in the first half. They have not had too many opportunities. Neither team has been to the free throw line a whole bunch in this ball game today. Lena's second free throw is up there. That one is good. So Lena cans a pair of free throws. Hastings down trailing by a score of 60-33 here at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center this afternoon. Here's a Nathan Reynolds with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Reynolds on the dribble, moves to the right side. Bounce pass goes down there to Franken. His shot off of the baseline is going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Hastings. That's going to be Carson Bloom with the rebound. Runs her back the other way. 200 passes to the far side to Wells. Wells takes the ball to the hole, runs into Walderstorff and tips the ball away. Walderstorff has got it on the 13th turnover here at Hastings. Here comes Lindbergh back for Dort. Now to Walderstorff. Walderstorff to Franken inside the free throw circle. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach Lena has got it here for Hastings College. Lena will dribble out there himself. He brings it into the offensive zone here on the near side. Hands it away to Carson. Carson goes to Jake Hamburger out here between the circles. Bounce pass to Lohman. Now to Lena, drives the baseline. He loses control of the ball. We've got a timeout called now as Lena got down to his knees to get possession of the ball and saves a possession by calling the timeout. So a timeout here for Hastings. 11-17 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 60, Hastings 33.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
KHAS.
Score update for you from Lynn Farrell Arena. Morningside now out on top of Hastings College in women's play 43-30. They've got 12 minutes and 30 seconds to play in their ball game. 11-17 to play here in Sioux Center today. And the Dort defenders dominating this ball game here today. 60-33 over Hastings College. The Broncos were down 43-25 by halftime. Not a lot of positive things offensively today for Hastings College. They're just not getting the shots here in this ball game today. Dortchman, a team that's been giving up some points, 78.2 points per ball game on defense this year, but Hastings not getting any clean looks against the defenders here today. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. Wells has got it. Out there, Brady Lohman has had an off day today. Lohman with just 4 points in the ball game, one field goal. Lohman hands the ball away. There's Carson Bloom, now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Hamburger comes over here to Carson as he drives into the basket. The shot's going to be blocked down by Lindbergh. Rebound by Lohman. He puts up a shot in the lane. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes out of Lindbergh, and Lindbergh has it knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Dorton will play things in. 10:55 to play here in this one. 60-33. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. Here comes Nathan Reynolds with the ball now. Keem Morrison's into the ball game now for the Broncos. Dorton is working with the ball. There's a long-range jumper here from the near sideline. No good by Terpstra, who's back into the ball game. And a rebound comes down to Lena of Hastings. Lena gets the ball down to Akeem Morrison. The woman, here's Jake Hamburger. High left side, Hamburger. Now to Akeem at the top of the key. Morrison sends it over here to Wells, left side of the lane. Wells with a pass inside. Woolman, he fakes, he's going to be hit on the play. The ball's knocked loose. No foul call, and the ball's brought down here by Terpstra. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 14th in the ball game. Lindbergh drives toward the goal. He has it knocked loose, and it's picked up here by Hastings. Brent Wells has got it. That's going to be turnover number 4 on Dort. Here's Lena at the other end. His shot is up and in. Zach Lena scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's 60-35. Hastings down by 25 points still at the 10-minute mark of this contest. Here's a Franken with the ball. Franken comes out to Terpstra at the top of the key. Moves over here on the near sideline again to Nathan Reynolds. They just throw the ball around the perimeter. Here's Reynolds getting the ball back now to Terpstra. Moves it down in the corner again. That's Reynolds. Takes it up to the elbow on the left side of the lane. Hands it away to Terpstra on the dribble down to the right side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Terpstra with the ball. Entry pass to Dan Herter. Dan Herter has the ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. And it's going to be Dort playing things in with 4 seconds left in the shot clock. So 4 seconds left in the shot clock. 9:33 to play in the game. Hastings down by 25 points. It is 60-35. As Dort will play things in here. Nathan Reynolds will get things in on the baseline. That's J.D. Bohr. He tries to drive it. The ball's back loose and it's picked up by Hastings. So the fifth turnover on Dort. Broncos come back with the ball. Akeem Morrison has got it. Morrison comes over here to Jake Hamburger. Inside, they get it to Alina. The ball's tipped loose and a foul's going to be called. A foul's going to go on David Dan Herter. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Dort defenders. So Hastings will have a 1-1 situation here. Zach Lena back to the free throw line. Lena has got 6 points in the ball game thus far, a couple of field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the line. Zach Lena will have a 1-1 here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Walderstorff. So Walderstorff has got the ball now for Dort, running back the other way. Gets it to Rindles. Rindles now to Sumner. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbles once, comes out to Walderstorff in the lane. His shot over Wells, no good. Partially deflected, and a foul called. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his fourth. So 4 fouls now on Wells at the 9:08 mark of this basketball game. This will be a shooting situation. Going to the free throw line is going to be Walderstorff. He's got 12 points in the ball game. He's 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there and in. Walderstorff had 19 points the other day when the Dort defenders beat Northwestern in the first round of this tournament, 105-100. The game was in overtime. Walderstorff will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot good. But he's still perfect in the free throw line. 7 points from the field, 7 from the line. He's got 14 for the ball game. 62-35. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman comes out on top now. Alex Thayer is into the ball game. Dribbles down the lane, nearly turns it away. Zach Lena has got the ball now for Hastings. Lena gets it to Akeem Morrison. Akeem comes out here in the 3 points here. Trailing with the ball there is Wells. Wells now to Thayer. Thayer moves down to the right side. It's going to be Brent Wells. The Lohman now for 3. Shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman hits his first 3-pointer of the ball game, only his second field goal. Brady's got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings down 62-38. 8.5 minutes to play here in this one from the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Here's a Rendles with the ball on the right side, makes a move, a shot inside is up and in. Nathan Rendles scores there for Dort. He's got 14 in the ball game. It's now 64-38. And there's a pass thrown out of bounds. Alex Thayer threw it behind Brent Wells into the second row of the bleachers on the far sideline. 15 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. Broncos averaged 13 throughout the year, 64-38. The Dort defenders have got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament. Here's Sumner with the ball. He's back in there. Franken driving it. Gets it back out here in the three-point territory. Waldersdorf now to Sumner on the far side. Bounce pass goes down to Lindbergh. The ball poked loose and a foul is called. The foul is going to go on Morissant. That's going to be his first. So one foul on Morissant. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And now a bonus situation for Dort. Now Lindbergh to the free throw line. He's got 16 points in the ball game here. For the defenders, 7 field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of that one. The rebound is loose. The scramble is on. It's still loose. It's finally picked up here by Hastings. Lohman has got the ball, so the Broncos are trailing 64-38 with 7 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the ball game. Lohman with the ball down the left side of the lane. Now retreats out here in the three-point territory. Rainbow pass goes deep in the corner to the right side. That's Wells. Wells brings it up high. Retreats back out in the three-point territory. Down in the baseline, out of Lohman. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Sumner. Sumner gets the ball into the hands of Lindbergh. Here come the defenders now with 7.5 to play. Lindbergh's pass down on the baseline. They return it back to Lindbergh across the top to Waldersdorf. Down to Sumner, picked up by Akeem. As the Broncos stay with their man-to-man. Outside, J.D. Bohr's got the ball. He drives it against Carson Bloom. J.D. Bohr comes back out into three-point territory into Sumner. Sumner matched up there with Akeem Morissant. Lindbergh has got it now. Right at the top of the three-point circle. Kyle Lindbergh takes it into the paint. Jump pass over here to Bohr. He's double-teamed. Gets it to Waldersdorf now on the baseline. Back out to Lindbergh for three. Shot is up there. No good. Sumner with a rebound and the foul is called. The foul is going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brian Sumner. For Dort, he's got 3 three-pointers in the ball game, 9 points. And shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron and straight up in the air and right down through a hole. Brian Sumner hits the free throw. He'll have one more, 65-38. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game as Brian Sumner will have one more here for the defenders, a freshman from Akeeney, Iowa. Second shot is up there. It's good for Sumner. And it's 66-38. Under 7 minutes to play now in the ball game from Sioux Center this afternoon. There's a woman with the ball, dribbles it down to the left side of the lane. Woman stops and pops. His shot is going to be partially deflected, and a foul is going to be called here. A foul is going to go here on Alex Terpstra of Dort. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. The woman will go to the stripe here. Woman's got just 7 points in the ball game today after scoring 34 the other day against the Nebraska Wesleyan. Brady just cannot get an open look at the basket here today. Lohman's shot is up there. It's good. They'll have one more. Lohman, the fourth best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 20.3 points per ball game, but not today. Lohman now with 8 points in the ball game. Here comes the next one. It's up there and in. And Hastings is down by 26. 66-40 with 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here's Kyle Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh now to Sumner. Sumner gets it over here to Franken as they work with it around the perimeter again. Terpstra has got the ball behind a screen from Lindbergh. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Looking to penetrate. Now retreats back out here. Franken has got the ball. Franken picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger knocks the ball loose and comes up with the ball. Jake throws it down the floor. It's going to be Zach Winnie. He drives into a block shot. Out of bounds. Zach Winnie goes up for a shot, and it was knocked out of bounds there by Dalton Franken. Comes out of nowhere. Dalton Franklin knocks the ball in the concrete wall behind the basket. So Hastings out to play things in. You can tell why this team is the sixth-ranked team in the country. They're playing well today. 66-40 is the score. A 26-point lead for the defenders. There's a Brady Woolman here on the wing. Brady Woolman comes out to Jake, thought about the three, takes it to the elbow, and now we got a foul called. Jake signs up a shot out there and then drove it toward the hole. And a foul is going to be called here on it's going to go on Terpstra. Terpstra picks up his third foul. Now Jake goes to the free throw line. Hamburger has got just 4 points in the ball game. This is his first free throw toss of the day. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Hamburger is 72% foul shooter in the season. 6:03 to play in the ball game. Hastings now down by 25 points, 66-41. Hamburger's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. 66-42. Alex Terpstra with the ball now for Dort as he gets it in the hands of Lindberg. Lindberg brings it into the forecourt to Terpstra here on the near sideline. Out between the circles now to Rindles. To Lindberg. Here's a pass underneath, and a foul's going to be called as Den Herter is knocked down in the play. David Den Herter got the ball just left of the basket, and he is knocked down there. And a foul's going to be called on Lena. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line is going to be David Den Herter. He is 2 for 2 from the line so far today. 66% foul shooter in the season as David Den Herter goes to the free throw line here for Dort. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there and in. They'll get one more shot. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Sumner. Also coming in for the defenders will be J.D. Bohr. Terpstra goes out. Dalton Franken checks out now for the defenders. David Den Herter will have one more shot here. It's up there in the shot right down through the hole. 68-42. The defenders have the lead. Hastings has the ball back here. Here's Jake Hamburger, brings it across the 10-second line. Hamburger splits a couple of defenders, gets the ball in the hands of Woolman from just inside the ring. His shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down here to Lena. He puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to J.D. Board. He's going to be tied up in the play. Now we got a foul called. Carson Bloom picks up the personal foul. Carson Bloom picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings. And now both teams over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be J.D. Bohr for Dort. J.D. has not scored so far in the ball game. He's an 80% foul shooter on the season. J.D. Bohr will throw it up there, and the shot is good. Obviously a fan favorite. J.D. Bohr puts it through the hole there. A 6'4" sophomore out of Hull, Iowa, as J.D. Bohr. We'll have another shot here for the defenders. It's up there, and the shot is no good. Misses off of the right side, and the rebound comes down to Lena. 69-42, 5.5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Jake Hamburger with the ball out here in three-point territory. Hamburger tries to drive it. The ball's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on. It comes to the near side. It's picked up here. Carson Bloom, he gets it over there to Wells. His shot's going to be blocked down, out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5:14 to play. Dort had a big lead early, and Hastings has not been able to make a run of any consequence so far in this basketball game. 43-25 is the score. At halftime, Dort had the lead. And now the defenders leading by a score of 69-42. Now we got to do a little house cleaning chore out here. We're mopping up. Checking the score back in Hastings, it's Morningside out on top of the Hastings College women's basketball team, 52-37. So Morningside in the semifinals of the women's side of things, dominating their ball game there, 52-37 over Hastings. The Bronco women fell behind 30-18 by halftime. 5:14 to fly here. The Hastings College men also losing here in the semifinals. Here's a pass inside to Zach Lena. Lena goes to Carson Bloom. His shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is called. Hastings working right around the basket there. Carson Bloom is fouling the play. That's going to be David Dan Herter picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Bloom goes to the free throw line down for Hastings. He's got 4 points today on a couple of field goals. Carson Bloom will toe the mark here for Hastings. An 81% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there and in. The former Minden Whippet puts one through the hole. 69-43. The Dort defenders won the regular season conference championship, and they're well on their way to the appearance in the championship ball game here. Broncos are down 69-43. Carson Bloom hits his second one. And now Hastings will attack here in backcourt. Well, the ball is going to be Walderstorff. He races it into the forecourt now here on the near side. Walderstorff gets it out here in the 3 points here to J.D. Bohr. Now to Noblah, who's back in the ball game for the Dort defenders, to Walderstorff out here in three-point territory, drives it in the lane, kicks it back out. Sumner's got the ball on the far sideline. Bounce pass to Den Herter. Den Herter's pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Brady Lohman. Long pass down on the floor to Wells. His shot is up there and in. Brent Wells scores on the assist from Brady Lohman. 69-46. Hastings down by 23 with 4.5 minutes to play. Here's Brian Sumner with the ball, now to Walderstorff. Walderstorff will bring things up against Wells in the backcourt. Bounce pass down the near sideline, brings it into the offensive zone. Walderstorff will get the ball back here. Carson Bloom right in his face, trying to knock the ball away. Now it is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Dort ball. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Alex Terpstra. For Dort, going out will be J.D. Bohr. 18 seconds left in the shot clock. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Patrick Dobrow will trigger things in for the defenders deep in the corner on the left side. Terpstra has got the ball. They work it back around the perimeter here. Sumner with the ball. Sumner over to a no block. Back around the other way. Terpstra back to the left side. A three-pointer put up and in. Tyler Walderstorff from the far sideline scores. He's got 17 in the ball game. 72-46, under 4 minutes to play. Here's a shot by Hamburger in the lane. His shot is up and in. Hamburger, a short jumper in the paint there. He's now got 8 points in the contest. Hastings again and attacking here in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball back here. It's going to be a Terpstra, and Terpstra throws the ball away. Terpstra throws it into the first row of the bleachers over there on the far sideline. 7 turnovers on Dort here in the contest. Back into the ball game for the defenders will be Rindles. Going out will be a no block, and it's going to be Hastings playing it in on the far sideline. Jake Hamburger will key things in to Brady Woolman. Woolman brings it back to Zach Lena. He penetrates down the lane, dishes off down there in the corner. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball, now to Woolman. Woolman driving behind the screen, takes it all the way to the basket. His shot's up there and in. Brady Woolman scores. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, 72-50. The Broncos are down by 22 points now with 3:23 to play here in the contest. Here's a Sumner with the ball. Sumner down to Rindles. Now we got a foul called. The foul's going to be called on Carson Bloom here in backcourt. Bloom picks up his third personal foul. Remember, Hastings over the 10-foul limit, so all these fouls will be two-shot variety here as Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line. 14 points for him so far today. His first free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line today. 72-50. Didn't see this one coming. The Dort defenders with a 22-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Nathan Rindles. Now we got a timeout from Dort. We've got a timeout, 3:18 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 73, Hastings 50.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside continues to lead the Hastings College women. They got under 5 minutes to play in their game, 56-42. The Northwestern Red Raiders are out on top of Concordia in the other semifinal game for the women. It is 90-67. They've got 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play. And their basketball game down in Orange City today. Got a halftime score of 48-46. Morningside was leading. And now we understand Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Morningside. 7:14 to play in their ball game down in Sioux City. It is Dakota Wesleyan men out on top of Morningside, 76-75. Hastings with the ball down here in the ball game. Here's Zach Lennon in his lane. His shot is up there and in, and a foul's going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. That's going to be on Terpstra. That's going to be his fourth. Zach Lennon gets the field goal to go down, and they're going to count the goal, so he's now got 8 points in the ball game. And Lennon will go to the free throw line. So it's 73-52. We still got 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Stranger things have happened here. Zach Lennon will toe the mark here to try to complete a three-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Sumner. Sumner gets the ball over here to J.D. Bohr, down to the far sideline. There's Nathan Rindles into the forecourt now to a Sumner. Brings it over here on the near sideline to J.D. Bohr. They work the ball around the perimeter again. Over there is going to be Rindles with the ball. Hands it away. Rindles over on the far sideline, now to J.D. Bohr. Out of Rindles again to the near sideline with the ball right here in front of the bench. Dribbling with it here is going to be Terpstra. Puts it on the floor, drills to the top of the key, sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Reynolds, double team. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot by Dan Herter is going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Stripped of the ball. It's loose. Picked up by Dan Herter. He shots up and in. Hamburger tries to save it from going out of bounds, but he flips it right to David Dan Herter, and he lays it in. 2.5 to play at 75-52. Broncos down here in the ball game. Here's a Brady Woolman with the ball. Woolman goes over to Carson Bloom. Wide open. Three-pointer shot good. Carson Bloom nails the three-pointer. He was left wide open on the right wing. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Here's the inbound pass. Going to be intercepted by Hamburger. Hamburger down to Wells. His shot is up and in. Brent Wells scores on the eighth turnover on Dortz. 75-57. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Down the left sideline is Rindles. Brings it into the offensive zone, and he's going to be fouling the play here by Bloom. Carson Bloom picks up his fourth personal foul. This will be a two-shot foul here. Hastings over the 10-foul limit. Going to the free throw line is going to be Rindles. He's got 15 points in the ball game. 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe today. As Nathan Rindles will toe the mark here for Dort. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bronco basketball for you today. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa, and it has not been a good day today for Hastings College. They were trailing at halftime 43-25, and they're trailing now 76-57, making 77-57. As the next shot goes down through the hole for Reynolds, now we got a timeout called here. Dort will call a timeout. We'll take a break. 1:58 to play in the basketball game. It's now Dort 77, Hastings 57.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
In the other men's semifinal game down in Sioux City, they got 2 minutes to play in that game. Morningside is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan, 96-94. So Morningside with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan, 96-94. They've got 2 minutes to play in that ball game down in Sioux City. 77-57 is the score here. The Dort defenders out on top of Hastings College, and this one has really never been in doubt today. Dort got out to a big lead early. And Hastings has not been able to make any kind of a challenge here. Akeem Morrison's got the ball. Now to Carson Bloom. Back out to Akeem. Sends it down in the corner. Brent Wells for three. Shot good. Brent Wells throws up a three-pointer, and he hits one. He's now got 17 in the ball game, 77-60. The Broncos back to within 17 points. Here's a turnover now as Hastings grabs the ball. It's going to be Hamburger. Now to Akeem Morrison for three. His shot's up there and in. Akeem hits a three. It's 77-63 now. Hastings College down by 14 with a minute and 30 seconds to play. With the basketball down here is Walderstorff. He's double-teamed down here. Now we got a timeout called as Dort having all kinds of problems with the backcourt pressure. Dort forced to burn a timeout here as Walderstorff was kind of trapped in the corner. So we got a minute and 21 seconds to play here. We'll take a quick break with the score. Dort 77, Hastings 63.
If the pharmacy where you've been doing business is closing, no worries, because you can come to Keith's Pharmacy in Hastings. Keith's has a caring and compassionate staff that will assist you with all your prescription and over-the-counter needs. There's two locations to serve you, at 5th and Hastings and at the Hastings Medical Park. If you have questions, you can call 462-6101. Keith's Pharmacy, serving Hastings and the surrounding area for over 50 years.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here's Dort coming back the other way. They break the pressure, and they bring it in their offensive zone now. They're down to a minute and 10 seconds to play, 77-63. Hastings down by 14 points. They've trailed by as many as 29 here in the ball game. And here's a foul right here at the 10-second line, Brent Wells. Wells picks up his fifth personal foul. He is out of there now with 1:03 to play. Wells will come to the bench. He's had a good day today, 17 points in the ball game. Had 8 in the first half, 9 more in the second half, and now he is done for the day. 1:03 remaining in the ball game, 77-63. And now the Broncos are beyond the bubble as far as the national tournament is concerned. You either have to win the conference regular season or win the conference tournament to get an automatic bid. And then there's some at-large berths that are handed out. Nathan Reynolds hits the free throw. It's going to be up there and in. Here comes the next one from Reynolds. It's up there, and that one's straight through the hole. So it'll be a wait and see now if Hastings can get into the national tournament. We won't know until after the conference tournaments are all wrapped up next Tuesday. Here's Lohman driving to the hole. He's going to be fouling a play here by Terpstra. That's going to be a fifth foul on Alex Terpstra, so he's going to foul out of the ball game here with 57 seconds left in the clock. He will leave with 3 points. Hastings College women's basketball team, they should head to the national tournament despite probably not winning today over Morningside. They're trailing in the second half of play there, so Hastings would have to rely on an at-large berth to get into the national tournament in Sioux City. We'll find out what the Hastings College men and their future has in store here. Lohman will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. He's got only 11 points today. And his shot is up there and in. Lohman's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Had 34 the other day against Nebraska Wesleyan, and really Dortchman draped all over him all day long today. I've got 12 points in the ball game. Here comes the next one. It's up there and in. He's still a perfect 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. 79 to 65. Hastings down by 14 points after trailing earlier by 29. Here's Kyle Lindbergh with the ball in backcourt. He's going to be fouled into play here by Brandon Krause. Krause picks up his second personal foul. That's going to send Lindbergh to the free throw line here for Dortz. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Shot by Kyle Lindbergh from the free throw line is going to be up and in. He has now got 17 points in the ball game for the Dort defenders, as Lindbergh will have another shot here as he looks up there, and the shot is going to be good. So it's now 81 to 65 with 50 seconds to play here in this one. Here comes Brady Woolman. Now to Akeem Morris on the far sideline. Out to Brady again. Sends over to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. Hits the front iron. No good. Ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch there by Hastings. I think it was Carson Bloom was the last guy to touch it there. End of the ball game now for Dort. There's going to be a Dalton Franken. He comes in. Checking out will be J.D. Bohr. 39.5 seconds to play now. Dort will play it in here. That's going to be Lindbergh with the ball. He gets it into Nathan Reynolds, and a foul is going to be called here in backcourt on Akeem Morrison. Morrison picks up his second personal foul. And Hastings over the 10-foul limit here, so he'll walk to the other end of the floor. Now this will be a two-shot foul as Nathan Reynolds will go to the free throw line. 7 out of 7 for Reynolds so far today. And he will go to the free throw line again. 19 points in the ball game. Machado's up there and in. He'll get one more. It's now 82 to 65. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and our coach's post-game show before we get out of here this afternoon. Lindbergh checks out of the ball game now. Patrick Noblock comes back in there for the defenders. The free throw line will be Reynolds. His next one is up there. Swish. Nothing but net there for Nathan Reynolds. 9 out of 9 from the free throw line, 83-65. Dort has got the lead. This will be the third win of the season for Dort over Hastings. There's Brandon Krause driving for the basket. He scores. First field goal of the game for Brandon Krause, 83-67. Dort with the ball here in backcourt. Reynolds has got the ball. Reynolds now to a Brian Sumner. He gets it across the 10-second line to Waldersdorf. Sumner has got the ball out here. Sumner down to the near sideline to Noblock. 13 seconds to play. White flag comes up here for Hastings College. There's a pass that can be deflected away now. It's going to be brought down by Carson Bloom. Picked up by Hamburger. Now to Krause. His shot for three is up there. No good. And that's the ball game. The Dort defenders beat Hastings today in men's college basketball. The final score, Dort 83, Hastings 67. So Dort now 28-4 on the season. They will move into the GPAC championship game next Tuesday against either Morningside or Dakota Wesleyan. That game is still in the final stages of the contest down in Sioux City with Morningside holding a 2-point lead. Meanwhile, Hastings will drop to 21 wins and 10 losses, and now they'll have to wait and see if they receive one of the at-large berths to the NAIA National Tournament that's coming up the second week of March down in Point Lookout, Missouri. If not, the Broncos season is over this afternoon. So Hastings College drops it to the Dort defenders today by a score of 83-67. We'll come back and check the final totals right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
So the Dort defenders knock off Hastings in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament here today in Sioux Center. The final score again was Dort winning in this ball game by a score of 83-67. Dort went on a huge run in the first half of play. Hastings and Dort 7-6 in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. But then Dort opened things up. They started hitting some outside three-pointers, got out to an 11-point lead at 22-11. Led at halftime 43-25, led by 29 points at 60-31. Hastings came back to cut the lead down to 14 points at 77-63, but not enough to make any kind of a run after that. And Dort goes on to win today by the score of 83-67. Scoring in the ball game today, Nathan Rundle's leading the way for Dort. He had 21 points. Kyle Lindberg had 18. Tyler Waldersdorf, he had 17 points. Brian Sumner, he had 11. The other scorers, it was Dalton Franken scoring 6 points. David Dan Herter, he had 6. Alex Terpstra, he had 3 points in the basketball game here today. For Hastings College, they were led by Brent Wells. He had 17 points in the ball game today. Wells had 7 field goals, and he hit a 3 for his 17. He fouled out with 1:03 to play. Brady Lohman, 13 points today. He had just 2 in the first half. Lohman hit 1 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals, and he was 6 out of 6 in the free throw line. They were draped on him all day long today. Other scorers, Abu Fall had 7 points. Zach Lena had 8 points today. 9 points for Carson Bloom, 8 for Jake Hamburger, and 3 for Akeem Morissot. So it was the Dort defenders flexing their muscles here, the regular season champs. They beat Hastings today in the semifinals by a score of 83-67. Stay tuned. Player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct,
Low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. The Dort Defenders knock off Hastings by a score of 83-67. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHS. Before we get to that, let's get you up to date on some of the scores in the GPAC semifinals today. The women's championship game is now set. Northwestern will play Morningside. Morningside beats Hastings today by a score of 65-55. It was Northwestern rolling past Concordia by a score of 101-80. So the Hastings College women's basketball team will play next in the national tournament coming up the second weekend of March down in Lincoln, or down in Sioux City. Hastings will get an at-large berth, currently ranked number 4 in the country. So the season is not over for the Hastings College women. On the guys' side of things, Hastings losing to Dort today, 83-67. The other game is in the final stages down in Sioux City. With a minute and 30 seconds to play, Morningside is leading Dakota Wesleyan 105-102. And hopefully we can get a final score for you before we leave the airwaves here today. Morningside 105, Dakota Wesleyan 102. They are late in their ball game down in Sioux City. This is the Player of the Game from 1230 KHAS. Again, Hastings struggling a little bit offensively here today. They got to 17 points from Brent Wells, 13 points from Brady Holman. Candidates for our Player of the Game, Zach Leonard had a good game today with 8 points and 6 rebounds. We'll come back and name our Player of the Game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our Player of the Game today for Hastings College will be Brent Wells. He scores 17 points in the ball game today, leads the Broncos in scoring. He was 8 out of 11 from the field today, 1 out of 1 on three-pointers. He grabs 2 rebounds, both of them were on defense. He scores 17 points, had 1 assist and 1 steal. He played 31 minutes today before fouling out of the ball game with 1:03 to play. Brent Wells, our Player of the Game today for Hastings College, as the Broncos drop this one to the Dort Defenders by a score of 83-67. Stay tuned. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here in Sioux Center, the entire coaching staff along with the team still in the locker room following their loss here today to the Dort Defenders by the score of 83-67. We can get you up to date on all the scores now. The one down in Sioux City has just gone final, and the Morningside Mustangs beat the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers today. A tip-in on an inbounds pass with 0.5 of a second remaining gave Morningside a 108-106 win today over Dakota Wesleyan. So right down to the wire, Morningside beats Dakota Wesleyan on a tip-in off of an inbounds play with 0.5 of a second left. And Morningside beats Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 108-106. So it'll be Morningside playing Dort for the tournament championship coming up on Tuesday. That'll be here in Sioux Center. Meanwhile, on the women's side of things, Morningside will be in the championship game as well, as they will be playing down in Orange City against the Northwestern Red Raiders. Northwestern beats Concordia today in the semifinals by a score of 101-80. And it was Morningside knocking off Hastings today at Lynn Farrell Arena, the score of 65-55. We'll come back, check a break, and we'll come right back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Back here in Sioux Center, a lengthy post-game chat there from the coaching staff still in the locker room here at DeWitt Gymnasium. Hastings College suffering a loss today to Dort, 83-67. So now the Bronco men's basketball team will be in a wait-and-see situation. The conference tournament championship games across the country will be played on Tuesday night. NAIA will come out with a list of 32 teams that they're going to invite to the national tournament on Wednesday of next week. If the Broncos make it, they'll head for Point Lookout, Missouri. If not, their season is over with a mark of 21 wins and 10 losses. And to be truthful, it's going to be a 50-50 possibility on the whether or not Hastings will get in. A couple of weeks ago, it was a sure deal when the Broncos were ranked in the nation's top 15. But the Broncos suffered a loss to Nebraska Wesleyan and fell out of the top 25 poll. And they go 1-1 here in the conference tournament. So it's going to be iffy at best for Hastings to make the national tournament. Next game coming up for us is going to be on Monday. It's going to be the district championship ball game from Hastings Iowa Boys District Championship game between Donovan Trumbull and the Sutton Mustangs. It'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off, and Hastings Iowa will be on the air on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5 at 6:45 on Monday night, as we'll have high school basketball coming your way on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. That'll do it from Sioux Center this afternoon. Hastings College loses to Dort by the score of 83. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on one second here. 83-67, the final score here this afternoon. For my producer and engineer, John Debron, back at the radio station. Oh, hold on here. I think we have Doug Rader making his way. Hold on here just one second. We'll get a quick word from the coach before we get out of here this afternoon. Doug Rader is going to make his way over here after a lengthy post-game chat. Yes. We get him mic'd up here. We'll have a couple of words with Hastings assistant coach Doug Rader here this afternoon. Coach, thanks for stopping over. I know it's always tough to lose one here in the conference tournament. Just talk about the ball game today. Just too much offense today for Dort.
Yeah, it was. We came out a little bit tight early. We had some chances. I mean, we did okay the first 5 minutes or so. Thought we could hang with them. They do such a good job of just being in position, crashing the boards hard. There's probably no other team in the conference that goes to the boards as hard as they do. And, they got some second opportunities. We gave up on a lot of 50-50 balls. It was probably until the 6 minute mark in the second half before we actually got a 50-50 ball. And, just too many times the ball was loose or there's a little bit of a scrum out there and they end up coming up with it. And it's not because our guys didn't play hard. We were just half second slow or just a little bit slow reacting on it. Our guys battled hard, and I'm really proud of the guys the way they battled. I mean, the score looked bad, really bad for a while. We just had trouble scoring, had trouble getting stops there for a while, but they kept battling back, and really proud of what they did at the end there. I mean, we could have really folded. It could have been a 40-50 point difference there, but they battled back and got it to, you know, 14 at one point, I think it was.
The Isaac get out rebounding. Like I said, this is one of the nation's best rebounding teams. They beat us on the boards today, 36-28. You talked about the 50-50 balls. You just can't give a team like Dort that many scoring opportunities when they're pretty good anyway of shooting the basketball.
No. I mean, they're good. Even if they get one shot, there's a good chance they're going to score. And if you get them a second chance, you know, it's tough to keep them down. You know, we did the first half. We did a good job of keeping them off the free throw line. That was one of our emphases today, was just keep them off the line. You know, last game they played, they had like 50-some. They had four that first half. And then the second half, of course, we had to get up into them a little bit, trying to get back into it. Fouled a little bit towards the end. But, you know, for the most part, we did a pretty good job keeping them off the line. And, just gave them too many second chances. And good teams like this, they capitalize on it. They're not going to waste the opportunities when they get them. They're a good team, Dort is. They're gonna do all right in the national tournament. I think they'll make some noise down there. And, hopefully we'll get a chance to join them.
Brady Lohman, 13 today. They just hung on Brady all day today. This is not one of his better days today.
No, and literally they did hang on him for a lot of the game, so we didn't get any calls there. But, you know, that's the way it goes when it's such a good player. They had one guy that didn't help at all. If he came off the screen, they had a second guy there helping with the curl or helping. And we didn't – our windows weren't very good as far as our spacing wasn't good. We just didn't have a chance to – You know, they had two guys went with Brady. We didn't have a guy slip into the basket, or we didn't have a good passing angle to get it to him. And so they did a good job of just taking Brady away. And then we had some other guys that just, you know, couldn't get shots off, or we got in the paint. We didn't finish inside. We had a lot of opportunities to finish inside, and I don't think we finished very good either.
What's these next couple of days going to be like? You guys still going to practice or wait this thing out or what?
We're going to take a couple of days off. Basically just take Monday, Tuesday off. We'll come back together on Wednesday. You know, when we know more, we'll basically go home, watch all the scoreboard, and do some figuring and figure out where we fall into it. You know, I really think we got a good chance. Just kind of depends on how many upsets there are around the country and the other conference tournaments. But, you know, looking at it before we came in, you know, if there's only a couple upsets around the country, we're still got a good chance of getting in. And, you know, hopefully they'll just look at our body of work and what we've done. As far as our losses this year, and three of them, of course, to one of the top five teams in the country, and you know most of our other ones are the top ranked opponents, and then you know Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan have finished fifth and sixth in our league, and our league's I think really good. So I think we're deserving, but of course we don't need to get aside of that now. We kind of lost that chance tonight.
All right, thanks for stopping over. Have a safe trip home.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Doug Rader, the assistant coach for Hastings College, going to Broncos losing today, 83-67. We'll get to the final numbers. Hastings 24 out of 53 from the field today, 45%. Dort was 25 out of 54 for 46%. Hastings 4 out of 11 on three-pointers today, 36%. Dort was 6 out of 18 for 33%. Hastings 15 out of 20 from the free throw line for 75%. Dort was 27 out of 31 for 87%. Dort out-rebounds Hastings 36-28. Broncos had 15 turnovers in the ball game today, 12 for Dort. Hastings had 2 block shots and 8 steals. Dort had 6 block shots and 7 steals. Leading the way for Hastings again, Brent Wells was 17. Brady Lohman had 13. Leading rebounder for the Broncos was Zach Lena. He had 6. Nathan Rendles, he had 21 points for the Dort defenders. So the Hastings College men, they lose 83-67. The Hastings College women, they drop a decision today to Morningside by a score of 65-55. For my producer and engineer, John Deborah, and I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux Center, Iowa.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball.